From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Minister of Health has asked hospitals across Indonesia to convert 40% of their health service capacity for COVID-19 treatment. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has issued a circular to all hospitals on the conversion of health services for COVID-19 handling. It was stated by the Ministry Director General of Health Services, Abdul Qadir, at the West Merdeka 9 Forum on Friday, as reported by Antaranus Agency. In addition to asking hospital to convert 40% of inpatient rooms for COVID-19 treatment, the ministry has also asked all hospitals to convert 25% of ICU room capacity to provide ICU services to COVID-19 inpatient. He further said this request is not only for government-owned hospitals, but also for all hospitals, whether they are regional public hospitals, then military and police hospitals, BUMN state-owned hospitals, or public hospital. The decision has been taken owing to a spike in COVID-19 cases across Indonesia, which has burdened hospitals treating coronavirus patients. Economic liquidity or money circulation in broad terms, or M2, grew in December 2020 to 6.900 trillion rupiah, or rose by 12.4% year-on-year, slightly higher than the previous month's growth of 12.2% year-on-year. This increase was driven by M1, which grew by 18.5%, higher than the previous month's growth of 15.8% year-on-year. As quoted by Antaranus Agency Executive Director of the Communication Department of Bank Indonesia, Erwin Haryono, in his statement in Jakarta on Friday, explained that this is in line with the increasing circulation of currency in the community and rupiah demand deposit. Meanwhile, the quasi money component slowed down from 11.1% year-on-year to 10.5% year-on-year in December 2020. Security apart from stocks also recorded a further contraction to -10.6% year-on-year from -5.8% year-on-year in November 2020. Haryono expounded that based on the influencing factors, the increase in M2 in December 2020 was owing to net foreign assets and increase in the government's financial expansion. Sriwijaya's air management has said it is ensuring it fulfills the rights of the families of victims of flight SJ182, which crashed while on its way to Pontianak from Jakarta on January 9, 2021. The management will be committed to providing the rights of the victim as soon as possible. It was said Sriwijaya Air President Director Jefferson Jawena, after scattering flowers from the KRI Semarang ship on the Seribu Island waters on Friday. The process of handing over compensation to the victim's next of kin was symbolically started on Wednesday in Tanjung Priok, Jakarta. The families have been provided a compensation of 1.25 billion rupiah in accordance with government regulation and 250 million rupiah as additional compensation, bringing the total 1.5 billion rupiah. The ceremony of scattering of flowers in the waters of Lancang Island and Lucky Island on board the KRI Semarang as a form of final respect to the victims was attended by around 30 families members of the SJ-182 victims. Let's move on to the international news. The top U.S. intelligence officer for North Korea warned on Friday the country sees diplomacy only as means to advance its nuclear weapons development even as the new Biden administration says it will look for ways to bring Pyongyang back to talks. As reported by Reuters.com, President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said on Tuesday the new administration planned a full review of the U.S. approach to North Korea to look at ways to increase pressures on it to return to the negotiating table. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki reiterated this on Friday, saying North Korea's nuclear weapons were a serious threat to peace and Washington had a vital interest in deterring Pyongyang. Sidney Saylor, the U.S. National Intelligence Officer for North Korea, told the Center for the Strategic and International Studies think tank earlier that Pyongyang's weapons development had been a consistent policy for 30 years. A researcher's team led by immunologist Esther Sabino warned on Friday that a variant of the novel coronavirus already accounts for about half of new infection in the Brazilian Amazonian city of Manaus, raising concerns about a greater risk of spread. As quoted by Reuters.com, Esther Sabino collected genomic data from COVID-19 tests in Manaus that indicated 42% of the confirmed cases were infected by the new variant, which has mutations similar to the British and South African variant. He further said that was the frequencies that appeared in the team's December data. The team is finishing January now and it is increasing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said early evidence suggests the variant of coronavirus that emerged in the UK may be more deadly. However, there remains huge uncertainty around the numbers of and vaccine are still expected to work. As reported by BBC.com, January 23rd, the data comes from mathematicians comparing death rates in people infected with either the new or the old versions of the virus. The new, more infectious variant has already spread widely across the UK. Johnson told a Downing Street briefing that in addition to spreading more quickly, it is also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was first identified in London and Southeast, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality. It's largely the impact of this new variant that means the National Health Service is under such intense pressure. Wuhan has long since recovered from the world's first outbreak of COVID-19. It is now being remembered not as a disaster, but as a victory. And with an insistence that the virus came from somewhere, anywhere but here. As reported by BBC.com from the moment anew, pandemic coronavirus emerged in the same city as the laboratory dedicated to the study of new coronavirus. With pandemic potential, Professor Xi Cheng Li has found herself the focus of one of the biggest scientific controversies of the time. For much of the past year, she has met the suggestions that SARS-CoV-2 might have escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with angry denial. Now, though she has offered her own thoughts on how the initial outbreak may have begun in the city, in an article in this month's edition of Science magazine, she referred to a number of studies that she said suggest the virus existed outside of China before Wuhan's first known case in December 2019. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. News from across the country begin from Bangka Belitung. The provincial government of Bangka Belitung Babel Island has made the turtle breeding area in Guntung Village, Central Bangka Regency, an educational tourism destination in order to improve the economy of the people in the area. Governor of Babel Island, Erzaldi Rosman Johan, when inspecting turtle captivity in Guntung Village Babel last Thursday, said that turtle breeding in Guntung Village should be treated more seriously, not only as a place of breeding, but can be used as an educational tourism destination for school children and the general public. The next news comes from Blitar, East Java. Five students of the University of Muhammadiyah Malang asked farmers in Blitar Regency to make natural pesticide with materials from tobacco waste. The head of the Natural Pesticide Innovation Made from Tobacco Waste group, Vera Yunita Wulandari in Malang, last Thursday said that the idea emerged from the habit of tobacco farmers in their neighborhood in Dusun Sumerejo, Blitar, who throw away dry tobacco that is not suitable for sale, even though the waste can be used as natural pesticide raw materials. The activity of making natural pesticide made from tobacco waste for farmers in Blitar has been carried out by the five students since August 2020. Latest news comes from Lebak, Banten. Until now, there have been no positive cases of the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic outbreak in the Badui indigenous people in the interior of Lebak Regency, Banten province, because they are disciplined by not leaving the area. Medical officers of the Cisumut Community Health Center, Louis Damar Sub-District, Lebak Regency, Iton Rustandi in Lebak last Wednesday said he appreciated the Badui residents for controlling COVID-19. According to him, the Badui people adhere more to health protocols by wearing masks, maintaining distance and washing hands to prevent transmission of the coronavirus. In fact, local customary elders appealed to the Badui community not to leave the area, such as Jakarta, Tangerang and Bogor, because those areas are red zone for the spread of COVID-19. He said so far, the activities of the Badui community have been mostly in homes and fields. The Lebak Community Health Center is now continuing to control the COVID-19 pandemic by distributing thousands of masks in Badui community settlement as well as spraying disinfectants. Besides that, things have been set up along the entrance to the Badui residential area. The establishment of the sinks is intended so that Badui residents and visitors can wash their hands using soap in accordance with the health protocols. That was news from across the country.
Our regular program Today in History starts with an event on January 23, 1950, the APRA coup d'etat. The Angkatan Perang Ratu Adil or APRA militia group under the leadership of former KNIL Captain Raymond Westerling, who is also a former KNIL Special Forces Commander, entered Bandung, West Java, and killed everyone in the TNI uniform they encountered. APRA, which wanted to overthrow Sukarno's government, occupied Bandung for a while. Then the Indonesian government accelerated the integration of its territories on August 17, 1950. This incident is now known as the APRA coup d'etat. The next event is that in 1942, Nani Wartabone declared Indonesia's independence in Gorontalo. Nani Wartabone was a proclaimer of Indonesian independence in Gorontalo on January 23, 1942. With this incident, Gorontalo became one of the earliest regions in Indonesia, which succeeded in liberating itself 3 years before Indonesian independence and before Bung Karno and Bung Hatta read the proclamation of Indonesian independence. To commemorate his offices, the fifth mayor of Gorontalo, A. Najamuddin, built Nani Wartabone Monument in 1987. This monument was built to honor Nani Wartabone's services as a national hero and pioneer of independence. The last event is that in 1579, the Peace of Utrecht was signed. The Peace of Utrecht was a series of treaties signed in 1713. It helped end the War of the Spanish Succession. In this agreement, it was written that Louis XIV's grandson Philip V of Spain was recognized as King of Spain, but the European Kingdom of Spain was divided. Savoy received Sicily and part of Lombardia, while Emperor Charles VI received Spain, Holland, Naples, Sardinia, and part of the Duchy of Milano. In addition, Spain had to hand over Gibraltar and Minorca to Britain and agreed to give Asiento, or a valuable slave trade contract, to Britain. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Katanya cinta itu indah, seindah pelangi yang berwarna-warni. Katanya cinta itu manis, semanis wajahmu menawan. Cinta padamu. Thank you.
padamu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is exploring opportunities to export electricity to Singapore following the potential excess supply of electricity in Indonesia. Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif in a working meeting with Commission 7 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday, January 19, explained that Indonesia has an excess supply of electricity, especially in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has caused a decrease in electricity consumption. Meanwhile, Singapore needs to import electricity. Therefore, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is exploring the possibility of Indonesia importing excess electricity. The plan is for electricity to be connected from the Java to Sumatra, Riau to Singapore, or put into the Asian power grid. Arifin Tasrif explained to smooth out the plan, the government of Indonesia will accelerate the inter-island interconnectivity program. These efforts will also allow equal distribution of electricity so that the excess electricity can be channeled to areas that are still short of electricity supply. Apart from exploring the potential for electricity export, another option that the Indonesian government is currently reviewing to solve the problem of excess electricity supply is to relocate existing power plants. The minister explained, it will be studied whether there is the possibility of relocating old power plants over 20 to 25 years old to be relocated to the place that are needed, including places that have potential for smelters industry. According to Arifin, relocation of existing power plants to areas with potential for smelters industry will support the competitiveness of mineral refined products. Because with coal, the cost is cheaper and Indonesian industry will be more competitive. On the other hand, the Indonesian government will also continue to encourage the use of electric vehicle and stoves so that electricity consumption is expected to increase. Arifin added that apart from the decline in electricity consumption, the potential for excess electricity also occurred due to the 35,000 megawatts power plant mega project and the additional 7,000 megawatts from the previous program. He estimates that there is a potential excess of up to 50% of the total electricity reserve margin, which is the percentage of additional installed capacity at the annual peak demand. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Forever.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Radio Was Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to take you on a trip to Banjarsari, Pangalengan, Bandung, Regency, West Java to enjoy the natural beauty of Wayang Windu Panenjoan tourism attraction. Listener, Bandung District is famous for having beautiful nature. One of the places that is currently on the rise is Wayang Windu Panenjoan, located at an altitude of about 1800 meters above sea level and has a beautiful tea plantation. Panenjoan means at a glance. It means as far as the eye can see, what is visible is only beauty, fullness, and attractiveness. At Wayang Windu Panenjoan tourism location, visitors can also see the beautiful sunset. Many visitors say that Wayang Windu Panenjoan has a charming sunset view. When departing from Bandung City to Wayang Windu Panenjoan tourism attraction, visitors may spend approximately 2 hours to travel by motor vehicles. Even though the road conditions to Wayang Windu Panenjoan are not very good due to being hilly, winding, and rocky, there's no need to worry because they can still be traversed by motorbikes or cars. In addition, along the way, you can see its natural beauty. Wayang Windu Panenjoan is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The entrance ticket is only 10,000 rupiah per person. The facilities at this tourism spot are quite complete, from parking lots to restaurants and places to stay. Here, visitors can also rent an ATV at a rate of 50,000 rupiah for one round of approximately 1.2 kilometers and gazebo rental for 20,000 rupiah per 2 hours. Apart from the amazing natural beauty, visitors will also see a 100-meter-long bridge over the expanse of the tea plantation, which is an icon of this tourist location. For visitors who like cycling, there is also a 15-kilometer cycling track around the plantation. Wayang Windu Panenjoan also has an area to set up tents. If you don't bring camping equipment, the manager has provided the equipment by paying a predetermined rental fee. Listener, if you visit Bandung, please spend your time to witness Wayang Windu Panenjoan tourism spot. Because as far as the eye can see, you will see spectacular views. By sitting back and looking at the expanse of tea plantation with soothing breeze, you can calm your body and soul. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bintang kecil di langit yang gelap, di mana dirimu tunjukkan rupamu, bintang kecil di langit yang tinggi, jauh untuk ku sentuh, lihatlah diriku. Jangan kau pergi, kembali padaku, temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya, sirna cintamu kala pagi datang. Bintang kecil di malam yang gelap, sunyi sepi galau, ku rindu parasmu. Bintang kecil di malam yang dingin, hangatkan duniaku, ceriakan hatiku. Jangan kau pergi, kembali padaku, temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya, sirna cintamu kala pagi datang. Temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya, sirna cintamu kala pagi datang.
Bintang kecil di malam yang indah,
sinari terangi hangatkan hidupku. Sinari terangi hangatkan hidupku.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
In 2020, Jakarta was no longer included in the top 10 most congested cities in the world. The level of congestion in Jakarta during 2020 showed a decrease. That's based on the TomTom Traffic Index. Through uploads on the official Instagram account of the Jakarta Provincial Government, based on data from the TomTom Traffic Index, Jakarta is now ranked 31st out of a total of 416 cities measured. It is out of the top 10 most congested cities in the world. Since 2017 up now, Jakarta's ranking has continued to improve. In 2017, Jakarta was in the fourth position of the most congested cities in the world, whose congestion rate was 61%. Then it was in the 7th position in 2018 with a congestion level of 53%. In 2019, it was in the 10th position with a congestion rate remaining at 53%. Finally, in 2020, it was in 31st position with a congestion rate of 36%. Almost every year, it always demonstrates better progress. Even the exact causes of the reduced congestion in Jakarta were not mentioned, the presence of two integrated mass transportation in Jakarta, namely the MRT and Transjakarta, plays a major role in reducing the rate of congestion in Jakarta. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktu waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi. Chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi.
What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Salah kita semua.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present you a keroncong song with the title Rindu Malam, To Be Sung by Kartina Dahari. The song Rindu Malam was composed by Sukamto and S.T.P. Bustami. It tells about someone who feels homesick at night. The longing feeling keeps him awake from his sleep and makes his heart beat. Longing often comes unexpectedly without knowing the time. This song is sung with the accompaniment of melodic keroncong music and the soft vocal character of Kartina Dahari. Listener, here is Kartina Dahari with the keroncong song entitled Rindu Malam. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Girl, there's no time to lay and waste. We've been told this is not a time or place. But if we put aside our doubts and chase our dreams, there's nothing we can't weather or achieve. Baby, there's no better life ahead. We've gotta try for brighter times and days. But if we put aside our doubts and chase our dreams, there is no one that can stop us from our aims. Just take my past and everything inside. I don't need it for my dreams, dreams, dreams. My dear, we'll leave all of this behind. Take a look.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.